Well, pleasant Thursday afternoon to you folks. Ron Milhorn along with Jack Jabbour. We're live from Skinner Field once again, Deerfield Park. The Rifle Bears taking on the Basalt Longhorns in a doubleheader. And we've got half an inning in the books already. Basalt went 1-2-3 in their top half of the first. Gracie Dietrich popped out to shortstop. Grace Schrock lined out to first. And Maya Lindgren grounded to short. So a pretty easy inning for Blake Hostetler pitching again.
Quite a departure from the last game I saw, the Fruita game, where she gave up a couple of runs and made 15 pitches. This time just 7 pitches, 5 for strikes. She was right on target.
Basking in the warm, toasty sunshine here in Rifle. Then we'll have a 6 o'clock game on the radio. We're online here. First pitch from Bella Mraz is in there for a strike to Emma Speakman.
Bella is their third line pitcher. She's one of three.
Next pitch is popped up. Shortstop calling for it. Makes the catch. That's Maya Lindgren making the grab for one away.
Mraz is one of three Glenwood Springs athletes playing on this Basalt team.
Gracie Dietrich, the tall one out there in center field.
And then Ash Stoley's sister, Willow, is pitching. Wait a minute. No, she's in left field.
Haley Wharton, the batter. Number two batter for a Rifle. Well, there's a discussion between third base and the pitcher, Mraz. Take a second to recognize our sponsors. Flooring America, covering the country one home at a time. Mr. Vac Cleaning and Restoration. Berthoud Motors, GMC Buick, serving Western Colorado since 1944. Bighorn Toyota, Juicy Lucy's, Alpine Bank, Carl Ciani, State Farm Insurance, Grand River Health, and Basalt Printing.
Haley Wharton having quite a beginning to her season, batting over 500. She's got a home run, which we saw against Fruita, and three doubles.
Fastball, strike one on the outside corner. No score, one away, bottom of the first. Beautiful day. Wharton, the left-hander. Mraz with the pitch. Rising fastballs up there. 1-1.
Mraz has no record. A 4.67 earned run average. Has only pitched 6 innings. Allowed 10 hits and 4 runs. Walked 1 and struck out 4.
1-1 pitch. That's high. 2-1-1. Maya Valencia is on deck.
Grace Schrock and Maya Lindgren have all the decisions for Basalt, a 4-1 record. And they play in the same league, believe it or not, with Montezuma Cortez.
Here's a strike, 2-2 to Haley Wharton. Yeah, just, what, 3 teams in the West Slope 3A, 3 at the 4A level. Rifle, Palisade, and Eagle Valley. Or is it 3A, 2A? I'm sorry, 2A. Yeah, Basalt's 2A, Rifle's 3A. Full count now to Wharton.
Well, then I guess Max Preps has it wrong because they have Basalt listed as
3A. Oh, they are 3A, sorry. Yep. There's a ball. Wharton draws a leadoff walk and scampers down to first, takes a turn as the ball got away from the catcher.
Yeah, they list Cortez, Basalt, Cedar Ridge, Delta, Meeker, Gunnison, and Aspen. In that 3A Western Slope League. Quite a few teams. Cortez, which has pummeled Rifle 3 times, has a 7-0 record on the season, undefeated in league. Basalt is 4-1 in league.
Rifle game under 500, 3-4. First pitch to Valencia is a strike.
Rifle team doesn't run a bunch. Only 12 stolen bases so far in their 7 games.
Mraz with the 0-1 pitch to Valencia. Grounded to short, right through the wickets.
Ooh, that was a double play ball.
Lindgren let it go into left field and hustling down to third base is Wharton. So runners at the corners for the Lady Bears and Emma Poole, the batter. The cleanup hitter. This Rifle looking to strike first.
Well, that was a hard-hit ball, but it was right to the shortstop. Is it Lindgren?
Lindgren.
Yeah. Lindgren, a senior. A lot of seniors on this Basalt team. They were, I think, 23-2 last year, 12-0 in league.
Emma Poole, the runners at the corners, one out. Bears looking to strike first. First pitch is a hard-hit ball into left field for a base hit. Found the hole, and it's 1-0 Bears. First pitch.
Let's go, Carlos.
Well, Emma Poole continues her hot hitting. She's batting over 600, and that was her 18th RBI in just, well, this is their eighth game. So,
Abigail Bonwales with runners at first and second, one out. Mraz first pitch. Little soft line drive. The play is to second base for the force.
Shortstop fielded it. Looked to first base and then realized she could just touch second. You know, that's what your coaches want to tell you, is that you need to know where you're going to go with the ball when you get it. And if, you know, if she'd have taken that right to the bag, maybe had a double play. Step on the bag and throw to first.
Bonwales at first. Valencia at third. First pitch to Kaylee Stark as the runner takes second base is a strike. 0-1 to Stark. And now Mraz getting the sign. Two outs, 1-0 Bears. Next pitch. That's inside. Rifle coming off a 12-8 loss to Palisade in the league opener. Some missed opportunities in that game for Rifle. 1-1 pitch. That's high. 2-1 to Kaylee Stark.
Kaylee's dad, Corky, was a stalwart athlete in at Riverside when I was coaching there. His sister was pretty skilled as
2-1
well.
Pitch. Fly ball. Shallow set left field. Two players converging on it. The ball drops. Both players hit the ground, and two runs score.
It was caught by the left fielder, but then she dropped it in a collision with the shortstop.
Willow Stoley and Lindgren.
That's got to be an error, and it almost was a foul ball. Let's see. Nope, they're not ruling a foul ball. You could give Stark an RBI on a sacrifice fly, bringing home Valencia, but the other run definitely coming in on the error. Already two errors from Salt.
Strike one to Jacqueline Bustillos.
Pretty uncharacteristic. Basalt in five games has only 10 errors compared to 28 for Rifle. But Rifle played a very crisp top half of the first.
Next pitch, grounded foul toward the Rifle dugout.
Basalt's been struggling out there in the field. They've already got a couple of errors. All three of their runs are unearned.
Rifle started out hot, beating Meeker, sweeping Montrose, then losing to Cortez, some doubleheader, and threw to Monument, then lost to Palisade Tuesday night. Next pitch, chopped. That'll find its way into left field. Right between the shortstop and the third baseman.
Boy, that left fielder was playing so shallow that had there been a force at third, she might have been able to make the play.
So Bustillos with a base hit. First and second for Logan Cox.
Cox having trouble reaching the Mendoza line.
Looks at a high fastball, 1-0.
That would be batting 200 for the season. She's considerably below that right now. Two hits and 13 at-bats, but she does have four RBIs. Has a chance for one here.
Mraz with 1-0 pitch. That got the inside corner. Right at the knees, 1-1. 3-0 Bears, two outs, bottom of the first. Here's the 1-1. Popped up, foul territory. It'll drop untouched as Grace Schrock giving it a chase. Makes the count 1-2 to Logan Cox.
Basalt opened their season with a 28-0 win over inside. Aspen. And they beat Gunnison 20-4, and after that, their games have been pretty close. Last year, they won a couple of playoff games over Lamar and La Junta before losing to Sterling.
2-2 pitch, fouled at the plate. Cox staying alive.
And it looked like Jack Juan Bastillos was going on that pitch.
Two count. Raz gets set, winds and delivers. Fly ball, shallow right field. That's going to be trouble. It will drop for a hit.
Wow, just barely beyond the infield dirt.
And Stark comes home to score. Castillo's down to third.
With an RBI. And all of these runs are unearned so far. Four in. Good start for the Bears. And a conference for the Longhorns. Everybody staying outside the circle. They can play duck, duck, goose.
And coming up to the plate for Rifle.
Hosteller. Oh, is she wearing number 8 now? She was wearing number 1, warming up. Maybe her regular jersey wasn't here. They put her down as number 1 in the scorecard.
First pitch. Inside. Flinched at it, but held up.
Mom, get my jersey here.
1-0 count to Blake Hostetler. 4-0 Rifle.
Hosteller's only batted 4 times this year.
Swing and a miss late on that fastball, 1-1.
We got a double
runners
steal
going.
Up,
a double steal, and it's now 5-0 as Bustillos comes trotting home. And Cox down to second base.
And that was a nice job of base running by Bustillos as she just kind of came down a few steps until they committed to throw the ball down, and then she trotted home easily.
The pitch rolled up to the plate. 2-1 to Blake Hostetler.
Nice block by Corey Bullock, the Longhorn catcher.
Have a little fun, Blake. Here's the 2-1 pitch. That's high. Got away from the catcher, bounced off her glove, and going down to third is Logan Cox.
Well, everything the Bears didn't do right the other night when I was here watching with you, they seem to have corrected.
Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Evens the count 2-2.
That was probably ball 4. Up a little high.
Raz with a 2-2 pitch. Or three. Oh, that's full count.
Yep.
Lost count. Second walk issued by Moraz. Back to the top of the order.
Well, Moraz has probably lost count, too. She's probably thrown 30 pitches this inning. And as we mentioned, she's not one of their top two pitchers. She's only pitched 6 innings in 5 games.
Emma Speakman.
But I'm sure they were hoping for a little better beginning than this.
Emma popped out to short. That pitch gets to the backstop.
I think Hosteller was going anyway.
She takes second base. Not a lot of foul territory. And Bullock, good job getting back to the backstop to retrieve that ball to prevent the run from scoring.
What do we got? 1 out? No,
2 outs.
Okay.
1-0 pitch to Speakman. A little bit high. That's 2-0.
Speakman made one of those 2 outs on her first time up this inning. Emma, with a healthy .550 batting average, has not driven in a run but scored 13.
2-0 pitch. 3-0.
What that tells you is that the bottom of the lineup for the Bears hasn't been getting on base, but they are today. They've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 straight hitters reach base in this inning.
3-0 pitch taken all the way in there for a strike.
Speakman, the only one in the lineup who hasn't put a foot on the bags.
Hey, great hitters count, great hitters count.
Boy, if I were an ice cube, I'd be history by now.
It's toasty, especially in these aluminum stands. Next pitch, pop.
Coming back.
Foul back. Yeah, I took a foul ball. I didn't see it against Palisade. Got one right in the arm. It stung a little bit. I'm waxing away, talking. All of a sudden, wham! I go, I didn't see that where that went. And then I felt it. Payoff pitch is belted but foul.
Hit well. She got around on that one. I nearly took out a spectator with my umbrella. I'm expecting rain, I'm going to run out between games and wash my car.
That'll do it. Full count to Emma Speakman, batting for the second time this first inning. Raz really struggling. And the pitch. All four, and the bases are loaded for Haley Wharton.
Oh, boy. Haley is one of the rifle bears who's got some pop. As we mentioned, the first time she batted, 3 doubles and a home run this season among her .570 batting average.
Wharton walked and scored in this inning.
She's the only left-handed batter, I think, in the rifle lineup.
Yeah, looks at ball one. High fastball.
I don't know how much longer Basalt can go with Mraz. This is really an extended inning.
1-0 pitch, fouled back. 1-1. Well, if things go well and the virus subsides, we'll see Gracie Dietrich playing some basketball. She's out there in center field for Basalt. A senior this year. 1-1 pitch. That's way upstairs. 2-1. Gracie, a delightful student athlete.
Needs a translator.
Mm-hmm. 2-1 pitch. 3-1.
It's one of the enjoyable sights on the basketball sidelines to see her translator, because Gracie is deaf or has hearing impaired anyway.
3-1 to Wharton. Shallow fly ball. It's in the infield. It's going to be caught by Lindgren, a shortstop behind the bag at second. Good hustle there by Lindgren to finally retire rifle.
Well, it was 5 runs, all unearned for the Bears. They had 1-2 hits. There were 2 Basalt errors, and
bases.
The Bears leave 3.
After one, a long one inning. It's 5-0 Rifle. This is KMTS.
At Toyota, today's the day to score a great deal. That means today's the day to take a ride in your thrilling new Camry. Today's the day to scale new heights in your powerful new RAV4 Hybrid. Today might even be the day to go as far as the road will take you with the epic range of your new Highlander Hybrid.
Today's the day to get 0% APR financing on many of your favorite Toyota models like Corolla and the all-wheel drive Camry. Head into your local Toyota dealer today or visit toyota.com for more details. Offers end September 30th. Toyota.
APR and approved credit from Toyota Financial Services on select models for Tier 1 Plus customers only. Must be applied to the transaction. No cash payment will be made to consumer. Excludes Corolla Hybrid. Varies by region. Participating dealers only. See dealer for details. Offers end 9/30/2020.
To find the Toyota and offer that's best for you, visit Bighorn Toyota or go to toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
One very warm inning in the books here at Skinner Field, Deerfield Park. The Rifle Bears leading Basalt 5-0. So we go to the second inning. Good luck, Horns, from the folks at Basalt Printing and Art Supply. They're proud to be your local little store with everything and more, offering toys, gifts, art, office and art supplies, and complete printing and loop printing services. Basalt Printing and Art Supply, open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, Saturday, 9 to 2.
Well, looking back at that first inning, Bella Moraz threw 41 pitches, if you can believe that. 25 for strikes. Meanwhile, Blake Hostetler, the freshman, threw 7 pitches in her first inning.
1-2-3. First pitch to Corey Bullock in there for a strike.
And Hostetler, let's see.
Bullock, Kira Larson, and Willow Stulley.
Hostetler does not look like the same pitcher. She's worked 32 innings coming in, giving up 54 hits. That's a ball.
1-1.
62 runs, walked 24 in that 32 innings, made 11 wild pitches and 6 hit batters. So she struggled to find her control, but seems to
infield pop-up there, third baseman.
Poole.
Emma Poole making the easy catch.
In foul ground. But, yeah, she's just mowing them down here. It's like all of a sudden she turned the corner. I mean, yeah, it's early in the game.
One away for Kira Larson.
But this Basalt team is a good hitting team.
Swing and a miss. Good fastball. Nothing in one to Larson.
As a team, they're hitting about 400. An impressive stat, 40 walks and just 18 strikeouts.
0-1 pitch, swing and a miss.
But the way Blake Hostetler has started out, could be a long afternoon. Guess we'll finally see Emma Speakman pitch since it's a doubleheader.
Popped up and
she dropped it.
Hostetler dropped the ball.
And had time to throw her out.
She did.
No. Nope,
she's safe.
She called her safe.
But she tried to do a little basket catch, didn't use two hands.
Well, that softball is pretty wide, you know, and they're probably using regular baseball mitts. And, I played a long time, played a lot of fast pitch softball using a baseball glove, and you do have to use your other hand.
Swing and a miss. Stoley taking a big cut there. Late on that fastball, 0-1.
Yeah, you've got to cover that ball up because unless you catch it right in the web, there's not enough room in the pocket for that big old softball.
0-1 pitch outside.
Well, let's see how Hostetler does with a little bit of adversity caused by her own miss muff.
Next pitch is inside, gets to the backstop, and Larson heads down to second base.
Well, I mentioned she has 11 wild pitches. That one went off the glove. But
1-1 count to Willow Stoley. Hostetler's pitch. Tapped foul at the plate, 1-2.
Willow's brother was a good player for Glenwood Springs baseball team, Ash.
Yep.
It's a shame those seniors didn't get to play their final year.
Yeah, what a tragedy. Next pitch, swing and a miss.
She got a little piece of it.
Yeah, she did.
And it hit the ground.
And Maya Valencia.
It was a foul tip. Yeah. And the ball hit the ground before the catcher caught it. But that was a nice job by Valencia to scoop it like that and make the umpires at least think about. Ooh, nice pitch.
Just missed. A little bit high. 2-2 to Stoley. There's not. You really have to look at these uniforms to see a difference. Of course, Basalt, purple and gold. Rifle, blue and gold. But navy blue looked very similar.
I think it's 3-2.
It was, yeah. So first walk given up by Hostetler.
Bring up
Bella Moraz.
After a really economical first inning, that drop pop fly by Hostetler is extending her inning somewhat.
First pitch to Moraz. Popped up, foul territory.
Chance.
Valencia sees it drift over the fence near the stands. 0-1 to Moraz.
Moraz, a .333 hitter on the season.
Stetler's 0-1 pitch. Tap foul. Nothing in two.
Well, I remember at the end of the Fruita game that Blake broke out a changeup. We haven't seen that yet today. He's just been relying on hard stuff so far and been getting a lot of pop-ups.
0-2 pitch.
There's the change-up.
Came up short. Throw down to third base. Not in time. Runners move up to second and third. One and two to Belle Mraz, looking to help her cause here. Rifle up 5-0 with one out in the top of the second.
Well, a base hit here, and Basalt can get right back in it, depending on how Mraz does in the bottom of the second inning.
Here's the pitch. Line to left field. Foul.
Just foul
by a blade of grass.
That was two runs right there.
Nice line drive. That's the left of the chalk.
Yeah, Rifles all got a solid blue top and blue pants and Basalt.
Next pitch, change up, fouled back. Valencia hustled and runs into the fence.
And that's
Mraz still alive.
Her fourth foul ball of this at-bat. This will be the sixth pitch of the at-bat. In other words, all by herself, she's seen almost all but one pitch that Hostetler used to retire the side in the first.
1-2 pitch again. Swing and a miss. And down she goes.
Chased a high fastball. That's an effective pitch in softball. Hard to lay off of.
Hostetler's first strikeout comes at a good time. It's next batter is Sam. Say it again.
Oh, Lemon Jelly.
Lemon Jelly. And she grounds one to short. Steals up. Bud Wallace up with it, plays it nicely, and goes to Wharton, and no damage done.
Well, see, they came really close on that foul ball, but really close doesn't count. No runs on, there were no hits. There was one error and two runners left.
We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Rifle 5, Basalt nothing. This is KMTS.
Open the door of Juicy Lucy's Steakhouse, and you'll think you're at the ocean. A wide variety of perfectly prepared fresh seafood awaits you. Juicy Lucy's receives fresh seafood deliveries 5 times a week to assure you of the finest dining experience. Taste the difference. At Juicy Lucy's, quality is our hallmark. Juicy Lucy's Steakhouse, across the Colorado River from the Hot Springs Pool, on 7th Street in historic downtown Glenwood Springs. Lunch and dinner daily.
The near miss, a chance to rethink your car insurance. Unless you have State Farm, the company that insures more drivers than any other. No one rethinks getting the right coverage at the right rate. When you get it all from an agent you can count on and a company you can trust, what's to think about? State Farm, competitive, even discounted. Rethink your car insurance. See me, State Farm agent Carl Ciani, providing insurance and financial services.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is.
Back to Deerfield Park, Skinner Field, with the Rifle Lady Bears leading Basalt 5-0 as we go to the bottom of the second inning.
Bella Mraz out there again after throwing 41 pitches in the first inning, giving up 5 unearned runs.
Maya Valencia leading things off for Rifle, followed by Emma Poole, and Abigail Banyalis is the correct pronunciation of her last name. Bella Mraz trying to settle down here. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Valencia aborted an error in the first.
And went right through the shortstop's legs.
Mraz with the 0-1. Rising fastball misses. 1-1.
Well, we always appreciate the correct pronunciation of names. We try to get them right.
I thought with my East L.A. upbringing, I got it right, but I guess not. High fastball, 2-1 to Valencia.
Well, it could be Smith. It could be Smythe. You never know.
Mraz settles in. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Valencia. Is hit. Foul. She turned on that one quickly and hit it a ton. Had home run distance. But foul. 2-2. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and down she goes. One away for Emma Poole.
She drove on between short and third.
Got into left field for the first run of the game in the opening inning. All these rifle hitters are coming up for the second time already. We're in the second inning.
First pitch is high and inside to Poole. 1-0. Nice to see the mountains again. We're living in, shrouded by smoke from the wildfires. Next pitch is fouled off. That's into the parking lot, 1-1.
Yeah, it wouldn't be much fun to call this game outdoors.
Yeah.
About a week and a half or 2 weeks ago.
Both fires, Pine Gulch and Grizzly Creek, both 80%, over 80% contained. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Yeah, it's lined into center field for a base hit. Spanked that one. Dietrich let it get away. She picks it up, throws it in. So one out single for Emma Poole. She's 2-for-2.
Yep. Improving that .636 average.
See you, 5.
Now batting is the former Abigail Bonwales Bonyelis. Abigail, born in the fielder's choice, scored one of those 5 runs in the first inning. She swings at the first pitch and fouls it back. Kaylee Stark on deck. One out, 5-0 Bears.
Bonyelis led the Bears, I think, in runs scored last year with 44, and she also drove in 31. She was a solid player, 8 doubles.
That's ball one, a little high. Abigail, the patriotic batting helmet. Got the red, white, and blue bow on her ponytail and a couple of flags on the back of the helmet. Here's the 1-1 count to the pitch from Mraz. His kid in the center field, Dietrich going
trouble.
Back, going back, and reaches up and makes the catch.
Nice catch.
It helps to be 6-1.
Yes, it does.
And she has good wheels. Good, got a good jump on that, did Dietrich.
Well, what the reason I thought it was going to go over her head is she was backpedaling instead of turning and angling to the ball.
That was a good poke by Abigail, but
being, yeah, as you said, 6-1 made it pretty easy for her to reach up and grab that thing.
Kaylee Stark singled and scored in the first inning. 2 outs, 5-0 Bears. Mraz first pitch, chopped at the plate, foul.
Well, regardless, unless things really go south, this is going to be a much better inning for Mraz. She's already got 2 outs. It took her forever to get 2 outs that first inning.
Next pitch rolls up to the plate. 1-1.
Hey, there's a bit of a breeze.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
Mraz with a 1-1 pitch. Just missed. 2-1. Bustillos would be next.
Thermometer in my car indicated 91 as I was on my way here. I think it's probably a little warmer than that.
2-1 pitch. That's a little high. 3-1 to Stark.
And I think I mentioned Bonyelis led the Bears with 21 steals last year, but so far, oh well, that's right, she flew out.
2-1 pitch, fouled back.
It's Poole that's on first.
Count goes full to Kaylee Stark. 5-0 Bears, 2 outs, bottom of the second.
Poole has an interesting, like, speed skater start there at first base. Check it out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Swung on a miss, and that'll do it.
So a good, crisp inning for Mraz as she comes back, allows no runs on a hit. Strikes out 2, no errors, and 1 runner left.
We play 2. It's Rifle 5, Basalt nothing. This is KMTS.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this home's carpet aboard this tiny ship.
Jillian! Water's breaking over the bow! Get bucket!
Skipper, I'm bailing as fast as I can. It's no use. There's too much water.
Well, little buddy, I never thought I'd say this, but with a flood this bad, we better call Mr. back.
Say what? Are you nuts, Skipper?
Well, that's a first. Dust Bunny's actually calling Mr. Vac. This is Jay with Mr. Vac. When you experience a flood, time is of the essence. At Mr. Vac, we are certified to extract the water and dry your home to prevent any secondary damage from mold or mildew. Flooding's a nasty event, but Mr. Vac is here if you need help.
Did you say we should call Mr. Vac?
I did, little buddy. Mayday, mayday.
Hopefully your call to Mr. Vac will just be for carpet, stone, and tile cleaning, or perhaps for air duct cleaning. But if you experience a flood, call Mr. Vac immediately at 928-9738 in the Roaring Fork Valley or 476-4560 in the Vail Valley. Mr. Vac, give us a call. We'll answer the phone.
Back to Skinner Field in Rifle. Rifle Bears leading Basalt 5-0. So we go to the third inning. Back to the top of the order for Basalt. Gracie. No, this isn't Dietrich. I'm sorry. Number 6.
Jenna Power Smith, number 9 hitter. She hadn't batted yet.
She bunts it. Nice bunt. Deadens the ball.
Yeah, it came back up and hit her bat, so it's okay. A foul ball. It was a great bunt, but yeah, when she laid it down, it bounced right back. A double hit like that is a dead ball and a foul ball.
0-1.
She's going to square again. Nope.
Nope, swinging away and misses on the fastball. 0-2 to Jenna Power Smith. Then it's back to the top of the order. Gracie Dietrich on deck.
There is a name for that where you square to bunt and then you swing away. Oral Hershiser used to do it a lot.
Fastball misses. 1-2.
Butcher Boy or something like that.
1-2 pitch. Popped up. Calling for it is Wharton at first. Makes the catch. Is one away. Haley Wharton made two spectacular plays at first against Palisade. She looked like she was on the balance beam. She did the stretch, the splits twice, and there was no daylight. It was remarkable.
Well, she stretched out nice on that 6-3 play that ended both the first and the second innings.
Dietrich lined out or popped out to shoot in the first inning. She looks at ball one.
Actually, it was the left fielder who made the catch, but it was on the dirt.
Next pitch is high. 2-0 to Gracie Dietrich. Stetler's 2-0 pitch. Sharply hit up the left field line.
It's going to be two.
And Dietrich with good wheels, long strides, makes it to second base easily with the lead or a one-out double.
That's unfair. Those long legs chewing up those 60 feet baselines. Takes her about four steps to get from first to second.
Grace Schrock, the batter. Soft liner right to the shortstop. Tanya Lees. And there's two away.
Yeah, that almost looks like Vanya Lees has a pinwheel behind her head. Hoping for a breeze to cool off with.
Maya Lindgren, the batter. Got an open stance, right-handed hitter. Swings and lines one up into center field. Base hit. And Gracie Dietrich, with about 10 strides, will make it home easily. Standing up, and there's the first run for Basalt.
And that was not a good decision by the center fielder. After she bobbled it, she should have just thrown it to second. That would have held Maya Lindgren to a single. Instead, she advances into scoring position with two out.
Corey Bullock, the batter.
Let's see.
0-1.
Basalt can chip away here.
There's a ball high and outside. Bullock, the cleanup hitter.
Hostetler's second inning was 20 pitches after a 7-pitch first inning.
Bullock lined out to third. Her first at bat. Next pitch, swung at a ball. Yeah, that was a worm killer. She went golfing.
Boy, and Lindgren came off of second base like she was going to go to third.
1-1 count to Bullock.
Valencia came up and scooped that ball cleanly.
Two outs, 5-1, Rifle. Here in the third. Next pitch is Low one inside. She held off on that one. 2-1. Two-one pitch. Fly ball to center field. Stark is there and makes the catch to end the inning. But the Longhorns get a run across.
One run on a couple of hits, no errors, and a runner left.
Go to the bottom of the third inning. It is Rifle 5, Basalt 1. This is KMTS.
Berthoud Motors GMC Buick is open, and we're ready to get you into a nice new vehicle. You deserve it. And we're now offering 0% financing for 84 months. That's 7 years. If you're a first-time buyer or trying to build your credit, we have a great program with our lenders. So come by and find out all about it. We're Berthoud Motors GMC Buick on South Grand Ave, south of the Sunlight Bridge in Glenwood Springs. Online, berthoudgmc.com.
Stay up to date on COVID in Garfield County. Sign up for alerts and news at garfieldcounty.net and check out the county website for where to get tested and local data updated daily. You can also find us on Facebook. Wear your mask, stay 6 feet apart, wash your hands, and get tested if you have symptoms. Stay at home if you're sick. Brought to you by Garfield County Public Health.
Back to Skinner Field in Rifle. Rifle Bears leading Basalt 5-1 in a non-league game. Leading things off for Rifle will be Jacqueline Bustillos here in the third inning, followed by Logan Cox and Blake Hostetler. Bella Moraz, after a rough first inning, she went through the lineup, settled down that second inning.
Had a pair of Ks, only 17 pitches to retire the side. She made 41 in the first inning. By comparison, Blake Hostetler, through three innings, has made just 40 pitches. So we'll see if Moraz can continue to hold the Bears down, allow her teammates to come back. But, yeah, she went right through the 3, 4, 5, 6 hitters.
Bustillos 1-for-1, singled and scored in the second inning. Moraz's first pitch is ripped to left field for a base hit. And Bustillos 2-for-2. Takes a big turn at first. He'll hold up there the single.
Bustillos hitting over 400 on the season.
Logan Cox singled in the first inning. First inning. Knocked in a run. First pitch, grounded to third.
Tough hop.
Takes a tough hop for Kara Larson. No play, and everybody's safe.
Well, it was hit right to her. What do you think? E or a hit?
Yeah, that's an E.
Yeah, so you could almost tell she wasn't going to field it just because it caught her between hops.
Blake Hostetler looking to pad her lead here. She swings and misses at the first pitch. Lying inside, 0-1. First and second. And now Blake over to have a chat with Coach Troy Phillips. Well, tomorrow we'll have a classic football game from 2012 involving Basalt and Rifle. Or 2015, excuse me. It's a high-scoring affair. We're doing classic football on Friday nights. Get your Friday night lights fix. Runners hold. Pitch is high. It's 1-1 to Blake Hostetler. We have a lot of games to choose from, I'll tell you, over the years. 1-1 pitch from Moraz. Shows bunt. Strike, and it's 1-2. Moraz with the 1-2 pitch. It skips up to the plate, and runners move up without a throw. So Bastillas at third, Cox at second base. 2-2 count to Blake Hostetler. There's a soft line drive that'll bounce for a hit. The runner's held. One run will score. And it's 6-1. Blake Hostetler comes through with a 2-2 pitch and stroked it to left field.
Just looped it over the leaping glove of the shortstop. That's why the runner's held up for a moment, because it looked like she might be able to make the catch.
6-1 rifle. Runners at the corners for Emma Speakman. 0-1 with a walk. Even softball players have walk-up songs.
Mm-hmm.
First pitch to Emma. Turned on that one. About 50 feet foul.
Emma's a freshman. She'll probably pitch the second game of the doubleheader, and she came into this game hitting .550. So, looking at a good rifle Lady Bear career.
Mraz with the 0-1. Grounded. That's going to make it into right center field for a base hit. Dietrich scoops it up, throws it in. Another run across. Emma Speakman.
Second baseman tried to backhand it. Couldn't do it.
RBI for Speakman, 7-1 rifle. So Cox at third, Speakman at third, at first, and it's Haley Wharton.
Isn't that Hostetler at third?
Oh, sorry. Yep.
Cox scored.
Yeah.
So we'll see if the runner goes. Yep. Delayed steal.
So down to second goes Speakman.
Boy, what a confidence builder a five-run first inning is for the Rifle Bears.
That's foul back. Fastball.
They're just swinging with abandon, playing with like they're in control of this ballgame.
1-1 count to Haley Wharton. Mraz with the 1-1 pitch. Fouled back.
Well, Wharton's got a good left-handed stroke. Didn't have a hit in this game yet. He's got a couple RBIs out there.
Mraz with the 1-2 pitch. That's high. 2-2. Runners at second and third. 7-1 Bears. Next pitch. Wharton lays off. And the count goes full. Here's the payoff to Wharton. Grounded into right field for a base hit.
Boy, they almost threw out at first.
Yeah, I saw that a couple times the other night at Palisade. Some close plays from right to first.
Well, the outfielder's playing so shallow, Emma Speakman only made it from second to third.
So Hostetler scores. It's now 8-1, Bears. First and third again. They're just trading places. Maya Valencia, the batter.
Wharton will probably go.
And there she goes. And no one's covering second base, but third base is occupied, so put on the brakes there, Haley. Pitch was a strike, 0-1 to Valencia. Mraz with the pitch. Did she go around? No. 1-1. The dangerous Emma Pools, 2-for-2, is on deck.
Corey Bullock with another good stop. Save a run there.
Mraz with a 1-1. That's high.
Oh, my goodness. Look how far off second base Haley Wharton's getting. I mean, Emma Speakman's not going anywhere there at third. She's just standing on the bag. She's daring him to throw behind her.
2-1 pitch to Valencia. That's right down the middle.
Look at that. She's halfway to third base, and Speakman's like two steps off the bag. Like, you're not going anywhere.
2-2 count to my Valencia. A couple RBI opportunities here at the pitch. Fly ball, foul. No play. The count remains full.
Valencia is a mighty mite. 458 hitter.
Here's the payoff pitch. Lined into right field. That is caught for an out.
And the runner at third failed to tag. That was not a very heads-up play. Coach Troy Phillips is speaking to his dugout.
Jenna Power-Smith with a nice grab in right.
Telling them, hey, when the ball's hitting the air, you go right back to the bag. You'll have plenty of time to score. And now he's telling that to Emma Speakman, the freshman. That should have been a run for the Bears.
That's just the first out, right? Yeah.
It is indeed.
Emma Poole, 2-for-2. Make it 3-for-3 as it goes off the glove. Stings one up. That's a base hit.
Could have been out. Hit her right in the glove.
Was scorched by Poole. And Larson didn't know what hit her. She thinks it was some green object. Cool, really smoked it.
And let's see, there's all sorts of milling around, but it doesn't look like we're having any changes.
So Speakman scores.
But after a good second inning, Bella Moraz is running into a buzzsaw here in the third.
9-1 rifle. And Vanya Lee shows bunt, pulls it back. It's a strike. And Poole jogs down to second base with no play.
Defensive indifference would be called in the big leagues.
Next pitch is a ball. That's high. 1-1 to Vanya Lee. Mraz with the 1-1 pitch. That's high. 2-1. Here's the 2-1. Fly ball, right field. Power Smith adjusts, make the catch. Runner tags and scores. It's 10-1 rifle. Vanya Lees with a sack fly and an RBI.
Haley Wharton, just a sophomore, but she learned that lesson. Ball's hit in the air. She tagged up and came home. Five runs in.
Two away. Kaylee Stark. Rifles batted through the lineup. Swing and a miss. Ball gets away from the catcher. Bullock and Poole down to third. 1-0 to Kaylee Stark. One oh pitch. That's in there for a strike. Another long inning for Bella Moraz. Next pitch, strike three. So Sark goes down looking. That ends the inning, but the Bears score five more.
Four of them earned on
five hits. There was one error. And Rifle leaves one runner at third.
We go to the fourth inning. It's Rifle 10, Basalt 1. This is KMTS.
At Toyota, today's the day to score a great deal. That means today's the day to take a ride in your thrilling new Camry. Today's the day to scale new heights in your powerful new RAV4 Hybrid. Today might even be the day to go as far as the road will take you with the epic range of your new Highlander Hybrid.
Today's the day to get $1,750 cash back or 0% APR financing for 60 months with $1,667 per thousand borrowed on a new 2020 RAV4. Head into your local Toyota dealer today or visit toyota.com for more details. Offers end September 30th. Toyota.
APR and approved credit from Toyota Financial Services for Tier 1 Plus customers only. Cashback savings from Toyota Motor Sales USA, Inc. must be applied to the transaction. No cash payment will be made to consumer. Excludes hybrid, varies by region. Participating dealers only. See dealer for details. Offer ends 9/30/2020.
To find the Toyota and offer that's best for you, visit Bighorn Toyota or go to toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Your brand of country, KMTS, is proud to bring you another high school sports championship game. For the last 13 school years, one business has sponsored every high school sports broadcast on KMTS. Flooring America, covering the country one home at a time. This afternoon's game is also brought to you in part by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Mountain Air Mechanical, the home of no surprise pricing. And by Trish Romero, American Family Insurance.
Let's kick this pig!
This afternoon's game is also brought to you in part by the following sponsors. Carbondale Insurance Service, Moe's Southwest Grill.
All right, back to Skinner Field, and Rifle Bears leading Basalt 10-1. And Kara Larson with a screaming line drive to shortstop Banya Lees, and she leaps and makes a great grab to retire Larson to start the fourth inning. It's a beautiful catch. She made some nice plays at short against Palisade.
Well, that ball was hit hard enough that it stuck in the pocket.
There's a ground ball in the left field. Base hit beyond Bonnelly's reach.
Willow Stoley with the hit. She stole second in the second inning.
1 away, top of the fourth, 10-1 Rifle. Game one of our twi-night doubleheader here at Skinner Field. Bella Mraz, the batter. She pops it up.
Foul.
Right behind us.
She fouled off four pitches in the second inning before striking out on high fastball. So far, Hostetler's only used that changeup a couple of times. But she's locating well. There it is.
Changeup. Missed inside. 1-1.
So far, she hasn't gotten a strike on it.
Bears five runs in the first, five in the third. Basalt, one run in the third. Next pitch gets to the backstop. And scampering down to second is Stoley.
Hostetler adding to her season total of, that's her 13th wild pitch this season. That's a boatload. But she's showing great strides in this game.
2-1 pitch, grounded to short. Bonnie Lees plays it cleanly on a hop, throws, got him. Throw down to third base, close, safe.
Well, it was a great throw by Wharton, the first baseman, and a pretty good tag by Poole. But Stoley slid in safely. But that was a nice play by Bonnie Lees. She just shuffled her feet and got right in front of that ball and
put a lot on it to get the runner at first.
Soft liner. That's easy out for Bustillos at second base to retire Sam Limangeli.
Pretty easy inning, just no runs on a hit and one runner left on base.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Rifle 10, Basalt 1. This is KMTS.
If you look into the eyes of that young athlete, you will see the fire and determination that only comes from believing in yourself and in dreams coming true. I've seen it. This is Jay Rixdrew for Alpine Bank, member FDIC. If you ever wondered if dreams really do come true, look to that young athlete. You'll find your proof.
Open the door of Juicy Lucy Steakhouse to the flavor of an Alpine meadow. Grilled sirloin of elk on sautéed portobello mushrooms is calling you. Taste the difference at Juicy Lucy's. Quality is our hallmark. Juicy Lucy Steakhouse, across the Colorado River from the Hot Springs Pool, on 7th Street in historic downtown Glenwood Springs. Lunch and dinner daily.
Back to Skinner Field. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Here in game one of our doubleheader, Basalt and Rifle. Lady Bears leading Basalt 10-1. Seeing some good defense, some great hitting. And Rifle just, everyone getting a turn at the bat at the plate more than once or twice. Been through the lineup a couple of times. Bill Mraz still.
Nine for six for them.
Yeah, she's, as they say, being carried out on her shield, taking one for the team here.
So number nine for Basalt in right field for Power Smith. And that would be
Olivia Goodman.
There's a base hit in the left field for Bustillos, leading off the fourth inning.
She's 3 for 3. Kicking that .412 average up a little bit. Matter of fact, she's up to .500 now, 10 for 20 on the season.
Brings up Logan Cox. Or no. No, it's number 18.
It's a pinch hitter for a Rifle. That would be Zoe Heisel.
Right-handed hitter, getting her first look at Bella Mraz. First pitch, soft liner, played on a hop. They go to second for the force out, down to first, not in time.
Pretty nice feed there by the second baseman, Sam Limangeli. Just hit too softly.
One away. And now it's Reagan Rippey.
Batting for Hosteller. She's got what? Welcome to the Jungle as her walk-up music.
She went 1 for 2 in a pinch hit roll against Palisade. Umpire making changes in his notepad. 10-1 Rifle. One out, bottom of the fourth. Reagan Rippey swings. Little looper. Scooped up by Limangeli at second base and backhanded it to first base. Schrock for the out. There's two away.
And Heisel was pretty much going on the pitch. She'd have been doubled off if they'd caught that. But looking like a pretty easy inning here. Although they are up to the top of the order. Is that Speakman up there?
Yeah. She looks at ball one. And Raz with a 1-0 pitch. Grounded foul toward third.
She made 30 pitches last inning, and remember it was 41 in the first inning, so 71 in two innings, and then another 17, so she's over 90 pitches now.
Raz with a 1-1. Yes, hit a line drive right at the third baseman, Larson, who snags it.
That time she caught it. No runs on a hit and no errors. A runner left.
We played four innings. It's Rifle 10, Basalt 1. This is KMTS.
We now listen in on a Dust Bunny camping trip.
Nothing like the great indoors for a camping trip. Look at the kids. They're having a blast. How many do we have now, honey?
47,282, I think.
Well, we always said we didn't want too big a family. Aw, look at the boys sawing away at those carpet fibers. Ain't that cute?
No, that's not cute at all. Jay here from Mr. Vac Cleaning and Restoration. Dirt, grit, stains, and those horrible dust bunnies can leave your carpet looking bad. Do yourself and your carpet a favor. Call Mr. Vac today. We will come to your home or business with our powerful cleaning trucks and certified technicians and get rid of all the dirt, grime, and nasty dust bunnies, leaving your carpet, stone, and upholstery fresh and clean.
Okay, kids, line up for a hike.
Those dust bunnies are taking their last hike. Call Mr. Vac and find out how you can get your air ducts, carpet, stone, and tile cleaned at the best value around. Call 928-9738 in the Roaring Fork Valley or 476-4560 in the Vail Valley. Mr. Vac, give us a call. We'll answer the phone.
Back to Skinner Field and Rifle. Lady Bears leading Basalt 10-1. Good luck, Horns, from the folks at Basalt Printing and Art Supply. They're proud to be your local little store with everything and more, offering toys, gifts, office and art supplies, and complete printing and blueprinting services. Basalt Printing and Art Supply, open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, Saturday, 9 to 2. Basalt Printing and Art Supply. 10-1 Bears. We go to the fifth inning. And it's Lydia Goodman leading things off. She replaces Jenna Power-Smith.
First at-bat of the season for Olivia.
First pitch in there for a strike.
Hosteller made only six pitches. Bella Moraz.
Strike two to Goodman.
But Hosteller only made nine pitches in the fourth inning. She's got 49 pitches through four.
Olivia Goodman in the hole, 0-2. Hosteller with a pitch. Staying alive there. Fouled it off into the net.
Remember when the backstops used to be all metal?
It's grounded foul.
And it still is in the lower part of it.
Here's the 0-2. Ooh, almost hit her.
Oh, I guess it didn't.
Nope.
Just a little skip to my Lou there.
1-2 count to Olivia Goodman. Stettler's pitch. Swing and a miss. Down she goes. Got a couple of hacks at the ball, but came up empty. One away for Gracie Dietrich, who's 1-for-2 with a double and a run scored.
Smoked one down the third base line last time. Look at Poole.
Gracie's got a great stance. And grounded to third. Up with it is Poole. Throws her out.
Nice play.
No easy task. It takes about five strides for Gracie to get down the bet to the baseline. Two away.
Well, that was an interesting celebration between the shortstop and Poole, the third baseman, after that play. Did you see it?
No.
Oh, kind of looked like ice capades. You're leaping and twirling.
Grace Schrock fouls off the first pitch, 0-1.
Schrock was hitting 500 coming into this game, but so far she's 0 for 2, although she smoked the ball to short last time up.
Next pitch. Slow chopper to short. Bonulise makes a nice play and a nice stretch at first for Wharton. It's a 1-2-3 inning for the Rival Bears.
That was a pretty play. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Rifle 10, Basalt 1. This is KMTS.
Berthoud Motors GMC Buick is open, and we're ready to get you into a nice new vehicle. You deserve it. And we're now offering 0% financing for 84 months. That's 7 years. If you're a first-time buyer or trying to build your credit, we have a great program with our lenders. So come by and find out all about it. We're Berthoud Motors GMC Buick on South Grand Ave, south of the Sunlight Bridge in Glenwood Springs. Online, berthoudgmc.com.
If you look into the eyes of that young athlete, you will see the fire and determination that only comes from believing in yourself and in dreams coming true. I've seen it. This is Jay Rixdrew for Alpine Bank, member FDIC. If you ever wondered if dreams really do come true, look to that young athlete. You'll find your proof.
Back to Skinner Field. Go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Rifle needs one run to secure this win. Snap a four-game losing streak. They lead 10-1 over the Basalt Longhorns. It's going to be leading off Haley Wharton, Maya Valencia, and Emma Poole.
Well, we saw Haley Wharton hit one over the left field fence against Fruta. If she does that, it's game over. Meanwhile, Kira Larson is taking the mound for the Longhorns. She was the third baseman, and she swapped spots with Bella Mraz. Look at this little skip motion she has. Watch this.
Oh, she can bring it to the plate.
But this is, you know, if Max Preps is to believe, this is her first time on the mound this year. Kira Larson, a sophomore, has been deflecting bullets down there at third base most of the game. Now she's even closer to the plate.
Haley Wharton, 1-for-2 with a walk, 2 runs scored. First pitch from Larson. Fastball's outside.
Mraz finished with 93 pitches in her 4 innings of work.
There's the 1-0 to Wharton. Fly fouled off left side behind the stands, 1-1.
Mraz gave up 9 hits and 10 runs. Only 4 of them were earned. Walked 3 and struck out 3 in those.
So fastball high, 2-1.
93 pitches. 60 for strikes.
Oh, 2-1 pitch. Popped up. Left side. Shortstop calling for it, making the catch. Lindgren. And there's one away. Skied that one, did Wharton. Maya Valencia, the batter. Kira Larson with the first pitch. Fastball in there for a strike.
Got that classic softball delivery. Her arm kind of cranks around once, sort of skips off the rubber.
0-1 pitch inside, 1-1.
But there's a lot going on with that motion.
Yeah.
And control might be an issue.
Here's the 1-1 pitch. That's going to make it into left field. It'll drop for a hit. Stoli running in, couldn't catch up to it. Bloop single to left for Emma Poole, who's 3 for 3. 3 for 3 with one RBI? Yeah,
two.
Two RBIs.
That's Valencia's first hit of the day. She's 1 for 4. Yeah, Poole's been on base 3 times with 3 base hits, but has not scored a run.
Poole marks her spot in the box, and here we go.
Of course, she doesn't need to score a run here if she can move the runner around.
Fastball's low, skipped up to the plate. 1-0 to Emma Poole.
And then it would be up to Banielis or Kaylee Stark to perhaps end this one.
One-oh pitch to Poole. Ball two inside and low.
You know, when you're playing with for a 10-run victory, you play this inning a little differently than you would, you know, normally in a kind of a lopsided game. You might steal second or, you know, bunt a runner over or something that you wouldn't ordinarily do in a
to a pitch is
game.
Ripped to right field in the gap.
Nice scoop by the right fielder.
Lynch it down to third base. The ball is dropped. Gets away.
End at 5. Let's go.
And Poole has scorched the ball. She is 4 for 4.
And the only runner that counts really is Valencia at third base. And they nearly had her. That was a great throw.
She slowed down at second base.
If that's Goodman out there in right field now that replaced Power Smith, I can't see her number, but that was a really nice throw. One hop right to the third baseman who just didn't handle it. That's Mraz.
That's
been pitching up.
Banielis, the batter. Can end it here with a base hit. Looks at ball one.
Well, she hit a sacrifice fly to right field in the third inning. A similar thing would also do the trick. Infield is in.
Larson's 1-0. That's high, 2-0, fastball.
And that's another thing. And normally in a 10-1 game, you wouldn't be bringing your infield in. You'd just be wanting to get an out. But a ground ball that's an out here will likely end the game.
2-0 pitch in the dirt. Wild pitch or a pass ball also probably end it.
And Bullock saved a wild pitch that time with a scoop of a low pitch. And here comes the manager. He's going to walk the
going to walk his Banielis.
With a 3-0 count, why not? Set up a force at home. You can hear the coach yelling, "We're going home."
Kaylee Stark.
The outfield might as well come in, too. There's no sense in them playing that deep.
Kaylee has struck out twice, looking and swinging. Has a single in the first inning, scored a run.
Actually, that was a dropped fly ball by the left fielder, remember? Pop up.
Oh, that's right.
So that was an E7, but give her an RBI on it because it got the run home.
Bases loaded.
Kaylee just needs to get the bat on the ball here.
One out.
If she's anything like her aunt or her dad, she can really run.
That ball skips that's up to the plate.
It.
Here it comes. Here comes the run. Game over.
Wild pitch brings home the game-ending mercy rule run, and all the players knew it. They came right off the field. So Rifle picks up 1 run on 2 hits, no errors, and 2 runners left in the bottom of the 5th.
Final score, Rifle 11, Basalt 1 in 5 innings. This is KMTS.
At Toyota, today's the day to score a great deal. That means today's the day to take a ride in your thrilling new Camry. Today's the day to scale new heights in your powerful new RAV4 Hybrid. Today might even be the day to go as far as the road will take you with the epic range of your new Highlander Hybrid.
Today's the day to get 0% APR financing on many of your favorite Toyota models like Corolla and the all-wheel drive Camry. Head into your local Toyota dealer today or visit toyota.com for more details. Offers end September 30th. Toyota.
APR and approved credit from Toyota Financial Services on select models for Tier 1 Plus customers only. Must be applied to the transaction. No cash payment will be made to consumer. Excludes Corolla Hybrid. Varies by region. Participating dealers only. See dealer for details. Offers end 9/30/2020.
To find the Toyota and offer that's best for you, visit Bighorn Toyota or go to toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this home's carpet aboard this tiny ship.
Gillian! Water's breaking over the bow! Get bucket!
Skipper, I'm bailing as fast as I can. It's no use, there's too much water.
Well, little buddy, I never thought I'd say this, but with a flood this bad, we better call Mr. Back.
Say what? Are you nuts, Skipper?
Well, that's a first. Dust Bunny's actually calling Mr. Vac. This is Jay with Mr. Vac. When you experience a flood, time is of the essence. At Mr. Vac, we are certified to extract the water and dry your home to prevent any secondary damage from mold or mildew. Flooding's a nasty event, but Mr. Vac is here if you need help.
Did you say we should call Mr. Vac?
I did, little buddy. Mayday, mayday.
Hopefully your call to Mr. Vac will just be for carpet, stone, and tile cleaning, or perhaps for air duct cleaning. But if you experience a flood, call Mr. Vac immediately at 928-9738 in the Roaring Fork Valley or 476-4560 in the Vail Valley. Mr. Vac, give us a call. We'll answer the phone.
You did it. You bought the car of your dreams. Now you're doing all you can to take care of it. And having the right car insurance is important. You want a leader. You want a company you can trust. State Farm insures more than 40 million cars in America and can help you save with discounts up to 40% on State Farm car insurance. So talk to me, State Farm agent Carl Ciani. I'll help you get the right coverage at the right price.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm Insurance. Discounts up to 40% is worth giving me, Carl Ciani, a call.
Open the door of Juicy Lucy Steakhouse to the aroma of the hottest charbroil around. Only the finest aged beef available is hand-cut for your dining pleasure. Thick T-bones and 14-ounce New York steaks with marbling that even surpasses what's on the banks of the Crystal River. Taste the difference. At Juicy Lucy's, quality is our hallmark. Juicy Lucy Steakhouse, across the Colorado River from the Hot Springs Pool. On 7th Street in historic downtown Glenwood Springs. Lunch and dinner daily.
If you look into the eyes of that young athlete, you will see the fire and determination that only comes from believing in yourself and in dreams coming true. I've seen it. This is Jay Rixdrew for Alpine Bank, member FDIC. If you ever wondered if dreams really do come true, look to that young athlete. You'll find your proof.
Berthoud Motors GMC Buick is open and we're ready to get you into a nice new vehicle. You deserve it. And we're now offering 0% financing for 84 months. That's 7 years. If you're a first-time buyer or trying to build your credit, we have a great program with our lenders. So come by and find out all about it. We're Berthoud Motors GMC Buick on South Grand Ave, south of the Sunlight Bridge in Glenwood Springs. Online, berthoudgmc.com.
Well, wrapping things up for game one of this doubleheader, Rifle with a mercy rule victory over the Basalt Longhorns, 11-1. The hitting star, Emma Poole, this afternoon, going 4-for-4, a couple of runs batted in. Really hit the ball hard. Bonulise, Abigail Bonulise with some defensive gems, and Blake Hostetler going the distance, getting the victory. Pitch very well. Overall, good performance by Rifle. Nice bounce back after that loss to Palisade, their fourth in a row. They snapped that losing streak to go to 4-4 overall. It's a non-league game. Basalt drops to 4-2 as Bella Mraz takes the loss. 11-1, the final score. 11 runs on 11 hits for Rifle. They stranded 8 runners. And game two coming up in about a half hour.
Well, also hitting the ball well for Rifle was Jacqueline Bastillo. She was 3-for-3, scored a couple of runs. Let's see, I don't think anybody else had more than one hit, but the Bears had 11 hits in the game and committed just one error in the field, and as you mentioned, left 8 runners on base. They had runners on base every single inning as Bella Mraz really, she had 2 innings where she retired the Bears fairly easily, but all the rest of the innings they scored runs and rolled up quite a tally today. For Basalt, they managed just 3 hits off Hostetler, as she again pitched her third straight complete game that we know of. Allowed just one run. That came on the first hit of the ball game for Basalt in the third inning. A double by Gracie Dietrich leading off the third, and then she was singled home by Maya Lindgren. And those were two of the only three hits the Longhorns were able to get. Hostetler only walked one. The last game I saw, she walked six and made 94 pitches. In this game, she made only 58 pitches, 41 for strikes, and that is a tremendous ratio. 41 strikes, 17 pitches out of the strike zone. So a real nice ball game for the freshman, Blake. Hostetler, 3-3 on the year now. Mraz takes her first loss. And we'll await and see who the starters are for the second game.
11-1, the final score. Game two coming up. Keep it tuned to KMTS.
Championship open.
So this second game is going to be live?
Yeah.
So people will listen to the second game and then the first game, right? Here at Skinner Field.
Yep.
They won't take effect for a while. Unless we play the outer reaches of the night.
Ball 2-2. Right now, a very pleasant temperature. 11-10 rifle. Next pitch is fouled off the catcher's mask. Now remains 2-2.
Pretty good cut there by Kaylee Stark.
Way to hang in there. You got this one, Kaylee. Go and get her. Go and get her. Wait.
Crowd's really into it. Isn't it nice to have a crowd?
2-2 pitch? It is. That's fouled off, out of play. Behind the Basalt dugout. Everybody's hungry for sports. Some kind of competition. Well, we were itching after 6 months. Here's the 2-2 pitch. That's outside, 3-2 to Kaylee Stark. Bears took game one, 11-1. Leading here, 11-10. Top of the sixth with two outs. 3-2 pitch. Foul back. And right behind us.
And didn't you say that Aspen is not allowing spectators?
Correct.
Or broadcasters.
So
we're just scrubbing that game.
Coaches and fans. Coaches and players.
Played in the closet.
Ooh, ball four. Good take by Stark. Brings up Jacqueline Bustillos.
That was a nine-pitch at bat. She fouled four pitches off before working that walk. We'll see how important that turns out to be.
Bustillos looking for her first hit in this game. She was 3-for-3 in game one. Swing and a miss late on that fastball. Nothing in one. 11-10 rifle. Two outs here in the top of the sixth.
Well, this would be pretty big. And remember, there shouldn't be two outs, but for that runner getting...
Swing and a miss. Late again.
Trapped off a third. Caught in a rundown.
No balls, two strikes.
Go, Jackie.
Here's the pitch. That's upstairs. Tried to get her to chase. 1-2. Here's the 1-2 pitch.
Oh.
Strike three called right down Broadway.
Ooh. Well, the Bears get the lead. They score one run on two hits. There was one error by the Longhorns, and Rifle leaves two runners on base.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Rifle 11, Assault 10. This is KMTS. Feel silly. I asked Gabe, find my glasses, left them at the office, and I had them.
Oh, they were here?
Yeah.
Oh.
I said, please bring me something to drink.
I'm thirsty, Lord.
Back to Skinner Field on this Thursday evening. 11-10 rifle. So we're at the bottom of the sixth inning. Basalt, remember the home team here in game two. Bears took game one 11-1 to get to 4-4 on the year. Basalt fall to 4-2. But I think this is going to go right down to the bitter end.
Well, Blake Hosteller pitched a complete game. First pitch is in there for a strike.
Grace Schrock.
Yep. But she's retired the last four in a row, and she's working on her fourth inning here, so ninth inning of the afternoon.
Ooh, called that a strike.
Yeah, he's just got that high and outside strike. He's been consistent with it. Third base coach doesn't think so.
Nothing in two to Schrock. Hostetler's pitch. Swing and a miss and got her.
Wow, that was a great location.
Yep.
Low and inside. Big leadoff out. Getting Schrock, who is a 500 hitter on the season, but they've pretty much tied her up today.
Maya Lindgren, the batter. Scored a couple runs, walked, boarded an error. Ostetler's first offering is outside.
Blake has been about 50-50 on her pitches in this game. 37 pitches, 19 strikes.
That's in there for a strike on the inside corner.
And that first game, though, was impressive. She 58 pitches, 41 for strikes. Showing much better control than she has in previous outings.
1-1 pitch in the left field for a base hit. Just beyond the reach of Emma Poole.
Well, there's the tying run on. Basalt has shown a propensity to bunt every once in a while. It wouldn't be likely with one out here, especially with your cleanup hitter, Corey Bullock, who has a 3-for-3 second game going. Look at that little bat flip she does when she steps into the box. Very classy.
First pitch of ball. Ostetler with the 1-0 pitch. Infield fly, and Poole makes the easy catch.
Two down. She's negotiating through the heart of the order here.
And Kara Larson hit by a pitch, her last at bat in the fourth inning.
Has a base hit and an RBI. And a lot of blonde hair sticking out of her helmet.
And she rips one to center field for a base hit. Oh, it gets to the fence. Misplayed by Stark. And coming around to score the tying run is Lindgren.
Well, that should have just been a single. But Stark tried to one-hand it, and it went by her glove. And we're all tied up. But that was a shot by Larson. That's the kind, as an outfielder, you want to just get down on one knee and block it. The runner wasn't trying to advance, but she tried to one-hand it.
Willow Stoley, the batter. We're all tied at 11. Two outs in the bottom of the sixth. Ball one to Stoley.
Stoley is 2-for-3 in the doubleheader and has been on base.
Pops it up, and it's going to be caught by Hostetler to set her down, and that'll do it for the Longhorns, but they tie it up.
One run on two hits. A key error that allowed that runner to come all the way around and score from first base. And one runner left on.
Through six innings, we're tied at 11. Vassal and Rifle. This is KMTS. Back to Skinner Field. We go to the seventh inning. All tied at 11. Quite a contest. Rifle and Basalts. And Rifle will start things off. Who we got? Zoe Heisel. The 8-9 and one hitters. First pitch to Heisel.
She doubled.
Fly ball to center field. Dietrich is there to gobble it up. Boy, she can cover some ground.
Yeah, that was interesting when they had her at first base, and then they switched. And probably pretty glad they did.
Brings up Reagan Rippey.
Come on, Rippey, you got this.
And rips it foul. Nothing in one. There's 10 runs in the second, one in the sixth. Rippey behind 0-1. Lindgren with the pitch. Fouled it back, got a piece of it. A little bit late on that swing. Lindgren's 0-2. Oh, she couldn't lay up a rising fastball, and down she goes for the second time. Two up, two down. And Emma Speakman re-enters the game. Stoley batted for in the last inning. Emma back in there.
Actually, it was Hostetler.
I'm sorry, Hostetler, excuse me, yeah.
So that means Hostetler has to come out of the game?
I don't know.
I don't think she can re-enter. Or move to another spot. That means Emma might have to come back in to pitch.
11-11. Emma looks at ball one.
Rolling the dice here with two outs in the top of the seventh.
The one pitch. Ground ball into right center field for a base hit.
Pays off. At least got a base runner anyway.
Go, Haley.
And I wonder if they'll run Speakman here. She's got a couple of stolen bases on the season.
Haley Wharton, a single and a double.
Three. And Wharton, one of the best hitters on Rifle's team, but you'd like to have that go-ahead run at second base. Let's see if she goes. There she goes.
There she goes.
Catcher waited.
Throws late. And there's the go-ahead run to second base if Wharton can connect.
I did not see the call. A ball, huh? Okay. So Haley Wharton, who is two for four.
Fouled off. Back by the concession stand
in this game and was 1 for 3 in the first game.
You got this, Haley. Good.
1-1 count to Wharton. Lindgren's pitch. Ground ball. That's going to make it into right field for a base hit.
Here comes the run.
Nope,
bobbled.
And Wharton comes through.
Well, Coach Phillips rolled the dice, and the first part of the roll has come up lucky sevens.
12-11, Rifle.
As Speakman gets a two-out hit, steals second, and Wharton drives her home.
Maya Valencia.
Like to have a little more of a cushion.
Couldn't hold up on that one.
Will they run Wharton?
Valencia single and a bunt single in the sixth. Lindgren with the 0-1 pitch. Ground ball. That's going to find its way to center field for a base hit. And here comes Emma Poole.
Boy, a couple of C&I singles. Grounders through the infield.
And Emma Poole.
She's been quiet this game. I mean, she has a double, but she's just 1 for 4 after going 4 for 4 in the first half, or the first game. But this is where you want your cleanup hitter to come through.
12-11 Rifle. Lindgren's first pitch. Changeup. Short. Throw down to third base. Not in time.
A little delay on the bobble there.
1-0 count to Poole. If you're wondering, Basalt's going to send up the bottom of the order in their half of the seventh. Starting with Mraz.
So Haley Wharton hustled down to third base on that bobble by the catcher. Boy, it really is kind of dim out there right now.
Yeah, the lights haven't taken effect yet. 1-0 count to Emma Poole, the pitch. In there for a strike. And hustling down to second base is Valencia. The second and third. Lindgren asking for the count. Poole steps out, now back in the box.
Big appearance.
1-1
right
pitch.
Here.
That's in the dirt. Good stop.
One-handed
by
dig.
Larson.
Yeah. Saved a run there.
Two balls, one strike to Emma Poole.
You got
Basalt's best pitcher against Rifle's best hitter with the game on the line.
Chopped back to the mound to the left. Tough play. Thrown away. Two runs will score on the error. Cool. It's going to head down to third. The throw not in time.
Easy play. It was a high chopper.
Linder just sailed it up.
Just reared back like she was still playing shortstop and put too much on it and threw it right by the first baseman.
Wow. Sailed into foul territory, and Poole goes all the way to third. Two-run score. It's 14-11 Bears.
Middle of the ball, five. Let's go, Carlos.
Well, what a tough break for Maya Lindgren, who's played such a good game at shortstop and then just put a little too much on that one. Poole's not the fastest runner on the Bears team. Probably could have got her, but it was a slow chopper, and it was to the third base side of the mound, so it was a fairly long throw.
Vanya Lee's the batter. She's got three hits this game. She swings at a low pitch and fouls it off.
Yeah, she's 3-for-3 with a couple of RBIs and a stolen base and a couple of runs.
Got robbed of a hit to two of those, center field.
Two of those hits were in the second inning.
Well, one pitch. Vanya Lee's ground ball to short. Scooped up by...
I don't know. And they called her out.
They got her.
It was close.
Good play. The fans didn't care for it.
Ray Schrock.
Schrock made the play.
Just in time, but Rifle picks up three. Only one of them was earned on a couple of base hits, or three base hits, and a big throwing error. And a runner left at third.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. High drama here at Skinner Field. Basalts and Rifle. The Bears leading 14-11. This is KMTS.
And how does Hostetler get to stay in? I don't get it. I don't understand. Unless she was playing someplace else. Who's that in left field for a Rifle? It looked like number four, but it couldn't be. Oh, well, maybe it is, yeah, because... Rippey's at second base, so Valencia is in the outfield.
Yeah, that's four.
So the catcher has moved out to the outfield, and who's catching?
Heisel. Back to Skinner Field and Rifle. The Bears lead 14-11 over Basalt, looking for the doubleheader sweep. Basalt, the home team in this second game. Valencia is now in left field. And
has been, actually.
Zoe Heisel behind the plate. Bears three runs in that top half of the seventh inning on three hits and a big throwing error that allowed two more runs to score. Bella Moraz leading things off. Hostetler back at the pitcher's circle. Throws the ball. Here's the 1-0 to Moraz. That is a fly ball foul. Just a foot foul down the left field line. And it's 1-1.
Can you tell who's at second for the Bears? Is that Bastillos? Yeah, that's who that is. So yeah. Rippey must be in right field. And the center fielder, Stark, is shaded.
Change up. Misses. It's 2-1.
Quite a ways to the left.
Swing and a miss. And it's 2-2 to Billy Merez. Stetler's 2-2 pitch. That's skipped up there, 3-2.
I guess I must have missed something because I don't see how Hostetler could be hit for and by Speakman and then allowed to re-enter the game.
3-2 pitch. Popped up. Hostetler calling for it. Makes the catch with two hands. And there's one away.
This is, I think, Kyra Reeds, who pinch hit in the fifth.
Yep, number three.
A 250 hitter on the season.
Mostetler's first pitch. Ball outside.
The scoreboard showed 3-2, getting ahead of themselves. Or actually behind.
Popped up, foul out of play behind us. As you can hear.
Yeah, 7-8-9 coming up here for Basalt. Hostetler about to win two games in one day.
Yeah. Here's the 1-1. Grounded foul toward the rifle dugouts. 1-2.
Now, when's their next game? Saturday?
Yeah.
Might be a good time to try somebody else on the mound.
Changeup misses outside, 2-2.
It's a non-league game. Basalt beat Aspen 28-0.
Next pitch, changeup, and the count goes full.
Now she's gone full to both hitters this inning, but got the first one to pop up.
Here's the payoff. Got her swinging, strike three.
Longhorn's last hope is Jenna Powersmith, I believe. And she struck out her last two times up. Struck out once in the first game. No, that was Olivia Goodman batting for her.
First pitch, a little bit high.
This is the point where you might take a strike, make her throw one before you swing.
1-0 pitch, swing and a miss.
Or not. Antiquated strategy. You'd get down in the late innings and coach would say,
1-1's outside.
Okay, we're taking a strike. We're making that pitcher throw.
Yeah.
Don't swing until you've got a strike on you. Sometimes two.
2-1 pitch. Fly ball, right field, foul. And it's 2-2.
And Hostetler a strike away from earning her second victory of the day. Wouldn't that be something?
Here's the 2-2. Swung on a miss, strike three, and the Bears complete the doubleheader sweep of the Basalt Longhorns. A 1-2-3 inning to finish them off. Final score, Rifle 14, Basalt 11. Back with the totals after this on KMTS. Thank you.
Big game for them.
Yeah, in court. Oh, in Delta. Mookie Betts lined out to left. He stinks. Get rid of him. He's worthless. Well, the Rifle Bears get a doubleheader sweep over the Basalt Longhorns 11-1 in a mercy-ruled five-inning game. And in a thrilling seven-inning contest, they win the nightcap 14-11. Bears 14 runs, 15 hits, 3 errors, 7 runners stranded. Basalt 11 runs, 11 hits, 5 errors, and 4 runners left on base. Bears now with the win go to 5-4. And Basalt drops to 4-3 on the season. These are non-league games. Basalt will take on Montezuma Cortez in Delta Saturday in a doubleheader. And Rifle will travel up Valley to Aspen to take on the Skiers at 11 o'clock on Saturday. But Emma Speakman got the start of the mound and had a clean 1-2-3 inning in the first. And then the third inning proved to be the disaster one for her and Basalt, as she could not get out of the inning. And Blake Hostetler, who played the entire game, pitched the complete game in game one, got that win, had to come back in the game and pitched brilliantly and won game two. Timely hitting and some unfortunate errors for Basalt, especially in that top of the seventh. Should have been an easy out, a grounder to the right of the pitcher's circle. Lindgren got it and just had to make an easy throw to first and sailed it over the first baseman's head into foul territory, allowed 2 runs to score. And that helped Rifle go on to a 14-11 win. So that's that. Rifle gets the sweep, 11-1 and 14-11.
Second game line score for the Bears. Let's see. Actually, I haven't added it up. 14 runs, 7, 8, 9 of them earned. 10, 12, 15 hits. The Bears committed 3 errors in the game. and they left 2, 4, 6 runners on base for Basalt. Let's see, 11 runs. Those 6, 7, 8 were earned. 6, 7, 8, 9, 11 hits. They committed 2, 3, 4, 5 errors. Very costly. And they'd left only 4 runners on base. So interesting ball game. It really turned in the 7th inning there when with 2 outs and nobody on base, Coach Phillips sent Emma Speakman back up. She'd been taken out of the game for when Hostetler had to come in and relieve her in the 2nd inning. And she grounded a ball through the infield, then stole 2nd, and Haley Wharton came in with the big clutch hit. Haley had 3 hits in the 2nd game and drove in 3 runs. Maya Valencia had 3 hits and 3 runs scored. Speakman was 2 for 4 with 2 ribbies and 2 runs scored. They held Emma Poole down a little bit. She was just 1 for 5 and drove in a run. Bon Whaley's had a 3 for 4 day, 2 runs scored, 2 RBIs. But really the story was Blake Hostetler, the freshman, after throwing a 5-inning complete game in game 1, 3-hitter, 58 pitches. She comes back in the middle of an 8-run inning, gives up one run, and then retires the next 3 batters. And a little bit later, Wild pitches home a run, and then an error on the center fielder allowed another run to come in. That's the one that tied the game up in the 6th inning. But for the doubleheader, Hostetler pitches 10 innings, gives up 7 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned, walks just 3, so her control really coming along.
And just a freshman.
Struck out 7.
Amazing.
Now listen to this number. For the day, 123 pitches.
Ooh.
77 strikes, 46 balls. But Blake gets the win. She goes to 4-3. The loss goes to Lindgren, who is now 2-2. And for Basalt, let's see, Corey Bullock had a good 2nd game, 3 hits, 2 RBIs, and a home run. And Kira Larson was 2 for 3. And let's see, Grace Schrock had a 2 RBI base hit in the middle of that 8-run inning. Just a crazy game. 10 runs for Rifle in the 2nd inning, and then back in the 3rd, 8 runs for Basalt. And then after that, runs were hard to come by until that error in the 7th inning allowed a couple more to come in.
So the Bears get the doubleheader sweep, 11-1 and 14-11. Again, next up for Basalt, they travel to Delta to take on the Montezuma Cortez Panthers in a doubleheader on Saturday. Rifle travels to Aspen Saturday for 1 game at 11 o'clock. I want to thank our sponsors, Flooring America, Mr. Vac Cleaning and Restoration, Berthet Motors, GMC Buick, Bighorn Toyota, Juicy Lucy's, Alpine Bank, Carl Ciani, State Farm Insurance, Grand River Health, and Basalt Printing. Again, Basalt Printing and Art Supply, proud to be local little store with everything and more, offering toys, gifts, office, and art supplies, complete printing and blueprinting services. Basalt Printing and Art Supply, Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, Saturdays, 9 to 2. That will do it until next week.
We go to Palisade.
Basalt, Palisade, yep.
A non-league game. That'll be a big doubleheader for Basalt. Cortez is, I think, unbeaten in the league.
Yeah.
And Basalt has just the one loss to Cedar Edge. But their pitchers got pushed hard today by Rifle. So
yep.
It'll be interesting to see what they have come Saturday.
All right. We'll have an enjoyable and safe Labor Day weekend. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening. Keep it tuned to KMTS.
What time do you think we need to go?
Time's a game 4?
Yeah. I mean, I'm really done at 1 o'clock, but there's usually a few things I have to do.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. You tell me what time we need to go.
I could
pick you up at the church.
Yeah.
Yeah.